welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. I hope you are all doing well, staying healthy, hydrated, mask on, mask off. We have a lot to talk about today, but I do want to start with the fact that it is the end of August already. I can't believe, I don't know where this year is gone. It is almost over. We have like 4 months until the new year. It's insane. I'm just happy. I'm just excited for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Halloween. Like, now we're at the end of the year where all the holidays start coming, and it's like really exciting, and everyone just gets happy, and I hope everything just kind of goes as planned and, you know, safely, of course, but I'm just over it. I'm just so over it. But luckily, last night was great. I had a nice little beach night with a few friends, and we, you know, just brought a blanket to the beach and a bunch of snacks, and we just watched the sunset. And, you know, listening to the waves is so calming. I love, but I was like talking to my friends. I'm like, isn't it weird that like the waves are so like, it makes us calm, but waves are actually rough. It's just like, it's that crazy. Like, how does this make sense? Like, how am I calm from the waves, but waves are so rough? So, yeah, it was such a nice, great night. I loved it. The water just, it just changes me. And to have the sand nice and cold was beautiful also, because we're so used to the sand hot as hell. And like, I can't even step on it. So it was nice to have that nice coolness with the sand. And, you know, as summer comes to an end, I really look back and I'm like, you know what? This summer was bittersweet. You know, I couldn't go on the trips I usually always go on. Like, usually every summer I go to Cali and I meet up with, you know, my group of friends. So we usually like enjoy ourselves and do stuff like that. Also, I usually visit my family in Florida, which didn't happen this year either. And I usually go on at least one other trip. But you know what? It's okay, because I also got to spend time with my family, and I got to spend time with other friends that I usually don't hang out with as much. So that was really nice too. So, you know, it's a bittersweet time right now. You know, we all have to kind of stay grounded in where we're at, but at the same time, I feel like it brings us closer to people that we usually don't see, or, you know, family and stuff like that. So it was nice regardless. Okay, let's get right into the topics that we have today. So we have such a blend of topics, aka social blend of topics over here today. First, we have Katy Perry. She welcomes her little baby girl. The baby girl's name is Daisy Dove Bloom, because is she engaged? Yeah, she is engaged to Orlando Bloom. So congrats to the couple. It's an amazing, amazing thing. I'm so happy for her. You know, I feel like she's not that main pop star that we, you know, always saw throughout my life. But she is such a kind woman, as far as I could tell, at least. But yeah, so happy for the couple that they welcomed this beautiful baby girl. And good luck to them. Next, we have Selling Sunset. The stars of the show Selling Sunset, which is Mary and that guy. Is his name Brandon? I forgot. Anyway, I'm on season 2, so I'm still watching. But bombshell alert and spoiler alert. Even though I haven't watched this either, I've heard about it already. Anyway, Mary and Brandon get married. They have their wedding, blah, blah, blah. Okay? Now, everything's fine. They're happy. Good for them. I'm happy for them. But it has been reported that they have been married before the show even started. So that this was just a little stunt to, you know, keep the show going and keep the show interesting, you know, with the wedding plans and stuff like that. Because they have been fighting over the wedding. They've been like arguing over who's invited and what they want and all that. So the fact that it wasn't even true is like crazy to me. But you know, there's still, you know, I hope everyone knows, like, this is reality TV. Like, things are real. Like, whenever someone's like, reality isn't real, it's all staged, it's all that. No, it's not. It's, like, real stuff. But the only thing that might be staged is, like, maybe, you know, maybe they got married already. Or, you know, maybe they already fought over this, but they're just doing it again. So, little stuff like that. But it's really, really not that big of a deal. It's not, like, a chaotic, you know, lie that happened. You know, they are married. They just got married already, and now they have their wedding. So there's that. I mean, people are going crazy over this. I don't think it's really that big of a deal, but it is what it is. That is reality TV, and if you don't like it, just stop watching it. All right, next we have Bella Thorne. Okay. Kudos to Bella Thorne. I love this woman. I love her. She just stated or earned $2 million after joining OnlyFans. So if you don't know what OnlyFans is like, it allows you to create content and post whenever you like on the site. And it's for like influencers, and you get access to their exclusive like content. So it's really cool. But also, I mean, there's, you know, porn on there and stuff like that. Like, porn stars have their OnlyFans. I feel like that's a huge, I feel like that's what OnlyFans is for. But I feel like now they do it more, you know, for celebrities and influencers and blah, blah, blah. But so, yeah, so she was saying that when she signed up for OnlyFans, that she earned $2 million already. That's like an amazing amount. I might do an OnlyFans now, just saying. I mean, listen, if I have to show my ass or, you know, show my feet, oh my God, if I have to just show my feet and make bank, I will do it. Someone let me know. Someone message me how to do this, but we'll see. I'm going to keep it, you know, in mind, but I probably won't do it. But that's amazing to Bella Thorne. I'm so happy for her. I love her so much. Next, just when you think 2020 can't get any worse, we get a meteor. I almost said meteor shower. A meteor coming to Earth November 2nd of 2020. Now, I posted this on my Facebook, on my private Facebook, and people were bashing me. They're like, oh my God, relax, it's a 6-foot meteor. I'm like, okay, relax, it's a joke. Like, it's just funny how everything's happening in 2020, and it's like, it can't get any worse. And then it's like, a meteor is actually coming to Earth. But it's only going to be like 6 feet. It's like, you know, my brother's 6 foot, so it's like the size of my brother, like, getting hit into the world. It's not going to be that crazy, but I just thought it was so funny how, like, through all this BS that we have going on right now in 2020, that, of course, something like this would also happen. Next, we have such sad news in the food world today. Taco Bell is erasing their beautiful potato options off their menus. It's just so sad, especially for vegans. This is horrible for us, but they want more plant-based options. But here's my thing. The plant-based burger, the plant-based taco mix, the plant-based blah, 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 it may be a good option for us vegans, but it's still not healthy for us. I feel like potatoes were such a healthier item to eat instead of the plant-based items, which I don't agree with, that we should be eating so much plant-based blah blah blah, plant-based this, plant-based that. It's not healthy for us at the end. So I like that it's gonna be a thing. I'm happy Taco Bell's doing that, but why don't they just keep their potato options also and like give us multiple options? Because other people have steak, chicken, pork, beef. I mean, they have a lot of options. Why not give us those two options? That's all I want. Honestly, I was fine with the potatoes. The potatoes were my favorite. So it's just, it's so devastating for me. I feel like I lost like a piece of my heart. And lastly, we have Aaliyah, who would have been 41 this past week. She died in, I think, 2002, a plane crash. It was very devastating, but she was an up-and-coming artist. Oh, I love her so much. I mean, oh my God. But anyway, so Leah, her family stated that her catalog is finally coming to streaming services soon. I cannot wait to listen to Let Me Know. Ooh, ooh. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. When I feel. When I feel. Oh my God, Aaliyah, I love her music. It's like, oh, so good. I love it. But I'm excited for it. I feel like it should have been on a long time ago. So I'm finally happy that her estate gave us this type of information. And can't wait to be bopping in the car. Okay, so now it's time for some TV talk. We have a few things to discuss today. We have two reunions and a new series coming. So first, I want to talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. Here is the trailer for the reunion coming up next Wednesday.
Tonight, the three-part Beverly Hills Housewives reunion begins.
You guys are so vicious. You really are. It's actually kind of mean.
Oh, and shut up. Denise, you lie.
You're new to the group, right?
Yes, we know that.
I only said nice things about you.
Kyle, stop.
I've seen your tweets.
You actually said you said way worse things about me.
According to who? Brandy?
You actually just said it.
When was the last time we've ever talked about sex?
You bring up your husband's penis almost every show.
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of crap for that, didn't you, Sutton?
Jeez Louise, yes, I did. Thought I was gonna die.
That ain't right.
I was confused about the quality of the steak at the strip club.
Where can you get a good steak and a good lap dance?
Really? Are you gonna let my small disdain for your clothes get in the way of our friendship? That's silly.
She said disdain.
You came to my charity event, raised your paddle to donate $5,000 and never paid.
What?
I feel like you're trying to discredit this.
I'm showing all sides.
I mean, except Brandy's side.
I feel that the cover-up is worse than the crime.
You've been coming for me all season, Doreen.
Is that what you're saying,
honey? You wanted to take credit for my fashion show?
Let me finish, and then you can say whatever you want to say.
That's what we do here.
No, we don't.
If you want to play this game, we can do it.
Are you threatening me?
All you do is attack her every time you see her.
I don't think Denise is trying to make anyone look like assholes.
She already did.
That's a good example, actually. Thank you. One at a time. Lisa, motherfucker, I'm out.
That's bull.
But what did I say that was bad?
Of course you are Denise f***ing Richards.
And guess who brought up the threesome? Lisa f***ing Rinna.
The whole f***ing world knows about Denise's husband going and getting a happy ending from like a 100-year-old woman. It was purely accidental.
Did she leave?
She just left.
Wow. Amazing. So I will say one thing. I am Team Denise always. Since the beginning, since this even happened, I was like, listen, it's not a big deal. The women are making it seem like she, even if she did sleep with him, or her, I'm sorry, even if she did sleep with Brandy, big deal. As long as the husband was okay with it, it's not a big deal. They are trying to ruin Denise because this is what they do every season. They target one housewife and they try to ruin her so she leaves the show and then they can bring in someone new. This is what they do. That's it. They're very calculated on this series. But Denise has been amazing. She does not back down. I mean, she will leave, but listen, sometimes it gets too much. If someone was accusing me of some shit like this, I would literally be throwing things. Like, I can't handle that. Like, that's a lot for me. So the fact that Denise is staying as cool, calm, and collective as she can, I applaud her 100%. Another thing, I love the dream team, which is Garcelle, Denise, and Dorit. I love it. I love how, like, they all have Denise's back. And it's because Denise is a good person. She truly is. These women have been trying to bash her this whole season, and they can't get anything on her, and I love it. So we'll see what happens. Again, I'm Team Denise. And can we please all agree that Teddy needs to leave the show? I mean, she brings nothing to it. She's boring. She's just like in the background. Next season, I want Sutton as a full housewife, and I want Teddy maybe as a friend. If not, literally get her off the show. I'm so tired of her. I can't stand her. I liked her when she first came, but that is it. I think she is so boring now. She brings absolutely nothing. And honestly, I think Rena's got to go too. I think this should be her last season. She's tiring. She's annoying. She's like a fake. And she even said it before the season started. She's like, how I am on the show is not how I am in person. When I'm on the show, it's all for show. I'm like, then don't be a real housewife. Get off the show. Like, she's so like, own it, own it, own it, own it. And she doesn't own shit. I got very aggressive there. I think it's because her and I have a beef. But regardless, I just feel like don't come after Denise. She hasn't done nothing. She's unproblematic and everyone loves her. Like no one does not like her. Like off the show, like fans of the show. Everyone's very like, she's nice. She's cool. She's like, she's funny. I mean, my favorite was when she went to the pajama party and they all had gowns on and she walked in pajamas and she was like, oh, I thought this was like a pajama party. They're like, it is. And she's like, okay, I loved it. Oh, God. But yeah, we'll see. All right. Next, we have the reunion of the Real Housewives of New York. So, the finale is on, oh my God, the finale is tonight, Thursday. And so next week, which is, what's next week? I think the 3rd. Yeah, so next week, September 3rd, is the reunion of Real Housewives of New York. The reunion of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is September 2nd. Okay, good. So we got that all under control. And now we could listen to the trailer for the reunion of the Housewives of New York. This is another crazy one, too.
For the first time since March, we are having an in-person reunion. Hold on, Sonia, you're putting sanitizer on your leg.
I need a little shine for tonight.
So where are you at with dating?
Time will tell. Well,
are you seeing somebody?
Oh my God.
You know, we'll see.
We made out.
We played pool.
He didn't get to see these wings.
I have a juicy question. Are you trying to have children?
So, why did 10 people say they saw her body part?
Because your friends are freaking blind.
Do you regret the way you behave?
You need to be accountable for your actions.
Yeah, I know, and I apologize for that.
Way too little, too late.
I miss him every single day.
Go with your loser friends. They're a PSA statement for a bad facelift.
Like yours.
FTFU, okay?
Ramona is out every single night drinking.
I drink water. Why do you think I'm thin?
Not that thin, but...
You are disgusting. Oh, my God. Go to church.
Ramona,
People are dying. People don't wear masks. You don't have to follow the rules,
but everybody else has to follow the rules.
And I was allowed to come back, bitch.
What did you just say?
Okay, ladies.
We are responsible for a message.
I don't go to the ocean.
Stop! Aren't you glad you came, Tinsley?
They're always so crazy. Like, I love it so much. Yeah. So this is the first ever reunion post-pandemic. So it's an awesome setup. If you want to watch it, it's probably on BravoTV.com and it's probably on their Instagram. I got off their Twitter. So if you have Twitter, you could watch the full thing on there. This is the first post-pandemic. I was nervous. The only thing I got nervous about was if they had to wear a mask the whole time, which they did not, thank God. But they all were just separated. They all had their own chair, which was great. And honestly, it looks awesome. They should have this every reunion. They should just have that moment where they sit in their own seats. I feel like that's perfect, especially when you're beefing with the one sitting next to you. I feel like you should be far away from each other, but... I'm excited for this reunion. Sonia is a mess as always. Ramona is a mess as always. I love them so much. As we all know, Dorinda is leaving the show. She announced it a few days ago. She's saying it's her, you know, time to go. But they're saying, tabloids are saying that she was fired from the show because she's just too much of a mess. and she's like mean, like she's a really mean drunk. And producers are saying that what they show is nothing compared to what she says. Like the stuff she says on the show, they cut off because it's just too much. Like it, like what she says to these women about their looks, about the way they talk, about all this stuff, it's just so bad, they say. So it's bittersweet. I love the manor in the Berkshires, but you know, sometimes it's just time to let a housewife go. And in this case, it's Dorinda. So Dorinda was great on the show. I just feel like lately, especially with Tinsley, she was getting way too aggressive with Tinsley and she was just mean to her. And it's just like, leave her alone. Sometimes you don't want to publicly say stuff. So it's not like, it's complicated, but it's a complete mess. So I'm just, all I want from this is I want either Heather back or I want Jill Zarin back next season. And of course, I want two newbies. I really hope there's two new housewives that come. I feel like we also need diversity. There's so, like we don't have a black housewife for New York yet. Like, that's crazy to me. But anyway, next we have The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. They announced it that it's coming in fall. They announced it during BravoCon that it was coming. We just didn't know when. Then I follow this one outlet for Housewives of Salt Lake City, and they're saying it was for fall. Then after that, they finally announced it that it's coming in, yeah, that's coming during the fall. So they were right. So now here's the trailer for, it was like a commercial that they had, and they got all the housewives together. Hold on, let me just grab it before, okay. So yeah, they got all the housewives together from all the cities, and they were talking on like Zoom, which was hilarious, and all of a sudden an incoming call came. So here it is.
Shannon, unmute.
We can't hear you.
Unmute. Unmute.
You gotta push the button. Push the button. You're muted.
Now I can't see you.
Can you see me? Am I here?
Oh, I can see you now.
Don't touch any controls.
All of us are back.
Oh my God, this quarantine is a hot mess.
Okay, ladies. Who's dishing first today?
Honey, I will. I have some hot tea.
Bring it on, honey.
It looks like someone's trying to join.
Somebody new? A new housewife?
She's calling from Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City?
Let the games begin.
Do they not know this is invitation only?
Bravo's new series, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, premieres this fall. Only on Bravo.
So, there you have it. I'm excited for it. I feel like it's definitely going to be different from all the other housewives. It's almost like how Dallas was, how Dallas came, and it was like, wow, this is going to be so much of a different show than any of the housewives, which it truly is, because the way they live their life, it's like completely different. You know, I feel like Orange County and Beverly Hills, like they kind of live the same lifestyle, and New York and New Jersey, they live like pretty much the same type of lifestyle. And like Potomac is probably the same as like New Jersey and New York. Like they all are pretty much similar to each other. So that's why I feel like with Salt Lake City, it's going to be completely, completely different. But I'm so excited for it. And I really, really hope it's a great show and it brings in a lot of viewers. So I really want Chicago because of Tinsley leaving. I'm like hoping that, you know, Tinsley gets a group, pitches it to Bravo, and Bravo's like, you know what? We'll take it and we'll do it. So we can only hope at this point. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode of Social Blend. If you guys want to follow me on social medias, you could go to @SocialBlendPod on Instagram and Twitter, and you could follow me there. If you guys want to like us on Facebook, you could go to Social Blend Podcast on Facebook and like us there. Everything that we mostly post goes to all the same accounts. Hopefully next week I have a guest on the show. Can't say who it is, but I do want to, you know, I'm trying to get a list of people. It's just been so crazy with the pandemic. Like, even though everyone is technically, you know, home and stuff like that, people are still working. People are still busier than ever. So it's been like really, really hard. And I know during the summer, I usually don't get a lot of guests, but it has been super, super hard this year. But luckily, you know, I've been trying to do Zoom calls and stuff like that, you know, just to make it where, you know, people are able to do it with me. I do want to end the podcast with a quote of the week, as I always do. So this quote of the week kind of is for people that have been procrastinating and people that are waiting on something when it just, that's not how life works. And it happens to everyone. It happens to me all the time. But the quote of the week is, the bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. Love. It means so much. The fact that we control our own destiny. And it's like, if you want to do it, do it. Like, and that's the thing. I feel like people don't try things because they're scared if they're going to fail or if they're scared if you're... You will never know if that's the case if you don't try. So, love that quote so much. Like, I love all my quotes. I feel like every quote I do every week, I love it. Because if I don't love it, I'm not going to say it. So, that quote especially was a great one. Again, social media, follow me. It's also on below. And lastly, please, if you're watching this on Apple Podcast, go and rate it 5-star it or 2-star, whatever the hell you want. Rate it truthfully, of course. And but definitely leave a nice little comment for me or a disgusting comment. Call me a hoe bag. Say I was disgusting. Say my voice sucks. I'm ridiculous. You never want to hear me again. Do it. I want to hear from you. All right. Other than that, have a great rest of the week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. It is the last week of August, and then we get into the fall of September. I'm excited, but I'm also not. I'm not ready for this cold weather, but I love that, you know, winter. What is it called? Sweater weather. Yes, sweater weather. All right. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.